And welcome back in to the final segment of Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood still joined by Mike Benard from OTM Sports based in Las Vegas. And you always save the best for last, and it doesn't get any better than this one this week. Number one, Alabama goes to Baton Rouge Saturday night on CBS at 8 p.m. kick. They take on the number four LSU Tigers. We know that we've got an SEC East Championship game in Lexington tomorrow afternoon. Pretty much, we're going to have an SEC West Championship tomorrow night down in Baton Rouge.
We are, and LSU's number four in the AP poll, but they're number three in the playoff rankings. But it doesn't really matter because the winner of this game is going to drop. This game is going to decide the West. If Alabama wins, they go to Atlanta. If LSU wins and then win out, they'll be in Atlanta. Alabama's favored by two touchdowns. Coach, my database doesn't go back, but it only goes back to the late 70s, and I can't find a year where Alabama was favored by two touchdowns in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it's hard for me to remember that the games in Baton Rouge, even going back for years and years, have usually been very competitive. When you look at this Alabama offense, Tua Tagovailoa, 25 touchdowns, no interceptions, throwing to arguably the best receiving corps in college football, but they still haven't played deep into a football game yet. They truly haven't been tested for four quarters, or at least that's the argument. Joe Burrow, when you look at his performance at LSU, he's the graduate transfer quarterback from Ohio State. You know, he actually gives them the threat of throwing the ball down the field, unlike in past years. He's got good weapons, probably not as many as Tua has, but Justin Jefferson, that wide receiver for the Tigers, he's going to be playing on the next level one day.
Yeah, Jefferson, he's special. He's a great athlete and is a great weapon on the outside for Joe Burrow to throw to. And it's nice to see an LSU team that will throw the ball downfield even when they had a lead. To your point about Alabama, they haven't been in a close game. So they may do great. They may do mediocre. We don't know. I think we're going to find out in Baton Rouge because this is going to be a great matchup. It's at night. Remember, Georgia went in, got throttled, and that was an afternoon game. It's going to be tougher at night. Alabama's offensive numbers, unprecedented. 54 points a game, 560-plus yards. Both teams are great against the spread. Alabama's covered 15 of their 22 on the road. LSU 10-1 their last 11 SEC games. Look, Tigers are at home. They're in Tiger Stadium at night. It's very tempting to take LSU plus the points. Here's what makes me think about this game. Alabama's beaten LSU by double digits three straight times in four of the last 5 years. I think Alabama wins, and I think if I had to play the point spread, it won't be a big play. I would lean to the underdog.
Alabama goes to Tiger Stadium every other year. I don't think that Tiger Stadium has quite the effect on them as it does other teams who don't go there regularly. Of course, Alabama's a pretty good football team, too, no matter where they're playing. LSU's last win in this series came back in 2011. That was that 9-6 field goal overtime game in Tuscaloosa. And then the Tide has since then rolled off seven straight, including that national title rematch later on that year. Now, Alabama, they have won handily when they played in Bryant-Denny since 2011. But all the games in Baton Rouge have been close and most decided well into the fourth quarter. But, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns around this game right now for me. You know, this is obviously the biggest game Joe Burrow has played in at LSU. Is he really going to be the difference for LSU in a game like this? Alabama, have they really been tested yet? Is that a true and valid argument against this Alabama team? Will Tua Tagovailoa and the starters, will they finally have to play a full game? You know, Mike, we're not going to know all these questions or the answers to all these questions until about 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
That's right. And when I look at the game, I see LSU – I look at their secondary, and it's by far the best secondary that Alabama's gone against. And it may not be good enough, but they're very, very solid in the defensive backfield. The LSU offense, they're not putting up huge numbers, but they're the most capable Tiger offense we've seen in maybe a decade down there, maybe since Jamarcus Russell was the quarterback. But here's the thing. Until you see somebody give Alabama a game, it's hard for me to back the underdog. It's a lot of points. It's at night. LSU has all that going. But listen, if Alabama gets up 21-0 like they've done on these other teams, all that's out the window.
Yeah, I see that argument right there with me right now as I sit here on a Friday morning. I'm just hoping that this game actually lives up to the hype, because if it does, it's going to be a classic.
Right. And again, the winner goes to Atlanta. And that's if LSU wins and they win out. And if Alabama wins, they're in regardless. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of implications both nationally and, of course, for the SEC.
We're going to take a quick break here on Inside the Numbers. And when we come back, we'll take a look at Sunday's NFL games right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.